Thomas McKnight. I'm dictating the continued report on Patsy Clement. New paragraph. Patsy reports that she's been taking donepezil at bedtime and levothyroxine with findings of thyroid disease, for which she is seeing Dr. Shoup, S-H-O-O-P. She reports that her symptoms improved as the day gets later, and that arousals in the morning seem to make her symptoms worse. She reported no additional medical history, reporting only dementia and headaches. She gave a past history of carpal tunnel surgery, hysterectomy, bilateral mastectomy for reduction, no unusual social habits, low stress level, low exercise level, married with three children, faithful Baptist, high school education. She reported her parents are deceased. Her father had Alzheimer's disease, her mother had cancer. Sister had brain cancer. New paragraph, she reported vertigo in the morning when she gets up. She has a history of dry skin, dizziness, reduced balance, stumbling, and memory loss with memory problems. New paragraph. Her neurological examination is within normal limits. And I detected no pathological primitive reflexes. Romberg was preserved. New paragraph. Her diagnostic electroencephalogram showed the incidental findings of several PACs in the recording, but no other unusual findings. New paragraph. The neuroquantitative brain MR imaging study with volumetric analysis was abnormal. With reduced hippocampal volume, comma, cortical volume, comma, and reduced volume of the frontal and temporal cortex. New paragraph, incidental findings included low-lying cerebellar tonsils. with associated parietal foramen magnum CSF effacement. To a greater degree, posterior laterally. Incidental findings include mild bilateral hyperostosis frontalis interna, incidental findings of bilateral ocular globe pseudophakic lens implants with partial opacification of the mastoid air cell tips and periodontal disease involving the superior and inferior alveolar ridges, and incidental findings of dental extractions. New paragraph. The NIH quality of life questionnaires showed evidence of fatigue and sleep disturbance, some reported symptoms of anxiety and depression, for which she noted that she felt she needed help. A paragraph. There was a mild reduction in her positive affect and sense of well-being. New paragraph. There were some reports of emotional and behavioral discontrol. New paragraph. There was mild to moderate findings of cognitive dysfunction. New paragraph, there was little reported difficulty in ability to participate in social roles and activities. New paragraph. She reported little difficulty in satisfaction with social roles and activities. She reported no difficulty in motor function in the upper extremities, new paragraph. She reported little difficulty in lower extremity motor function, other than walking on a slippery surface and in a dark room. New paragraph. She reported some symptoms of stigmatization related to her current problems. New paragraph. Her laboratory testing showed evidence for autoimmune thyroid disease with elevated peroxidase antibodies, thyroglobulin antibodies and total T4, as well as a positive ANA, with a cytoplasmic titer, comma, a reduced EGFR of 40, and nutritional deficiency to vitamin C, for which supplementation has been recommended. New paragraph. Today, in consideration of her validation and presentation and the findings of reduced cerebral volumes and hippocampal volumes that may be consistent with Alzheimer's disease, I've suggested a referral for her for advanced Alzheimer's imaging amyloid testing when this becomes available in January or February. New paragraph, they declined my suggestion to complete home sleep testing at this time. New paragraph. I have suggested that we see her for reevaluation while she continues her current treatment regimen. Then I will review her progress when she returns in 2 months. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report then, period.